The Rebbitzvah, the Kabel, Oil Balcha Shabbat, Habay Bayoy. How we bekabel oil balcha shabai? The bekabel oil balcha shabai means to be bekayim, the Ratzon Hashem. How we bekabel oil balcha shabai? We say the first parasha, which tells us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's bekayim. How do you come to that Abba? If you're misboiling, say Zokhi Sifri, if you're misboiling the pashtus of these words, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You'll think about it. You'll come to Avas Hashem b'chol lev b'chol nefesh b'chol meidecha. To pass this on to your children, your talmidim, shlamtam levanecha. Shabika Seder, what you talk about, make it a sivan on your goofy tefillin, on your houses, mezuzah. That's Kabbalah's oil, Kabbalah's mitzvahs bifrat, boyim shaboy atishmu, ischava oynesh. Be'etzem, mention Mechuyim. If he's Mekayim Mitzvus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Give him Panos and Shefa. Yishomru lochem, pen yiftel levavchem, v'sautem, v'avatem lehim acherim, shtach avisem lohem, v'zvachor af Hashem bochem, otzas o'shamayim. Lo yiye boto, tome lo yisi teni zivu lo vavate, mehero mi alo et satoi vashe Hashem lo yisei lochem. You have no prayer. Yischav oynesh, not shayach to be miskayim with the oynesh. And if we listen to the mitzvahs, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives schar and help us, panos and b'shef. V'horaya ladovo is the third parasha. A raya to all this is first you make tzitzis, which is an ois. And if you see this ois, it's hard to become mitzvah sashem. Vasisem oisom. Vatizkru vasisem is called mitzvah isoi. Yisem kdoshim lelokeichem. Then you'll be completely Mishus Hashem. Kodosh means Mufrash and Mufda. He said, Kedoshim Lashem Lelukeichem. Completely given over. Miyuchadim, Tosfos explains, Kedusha, Miyuchadim, Mishus Hashem. He said, Kedoshim Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim. The raya of everything we've said in Krishna, the raya who wants mechuyev to be kabel ol malchus shemayim, the raya that we're mechuyev to be kabel ol mitzvos, the raya that there is Hashem, Hashem Echad, Yodea, Nois Yitzchav Oynesh. Hakol makol mikol kol, ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Li Yos Lachem Lelukim. Yitzias Mitzrayim shows us Kodesh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu. Li Yos Lachem Lelukim. Elokim means Baal HaKoichus Kulo. From Yitzias Mitzrayim we saw Hashem is Elokeinu. הקדוש ברוך הוא סיפר לה כוח, במיוחד הקדוש ברוך הוא, את כל הניסים במצרים, for us, ליה אסלוכם לדוקים. השם אותו אימא, okay, that's all with us, if you want, if you don't want, not interested, noch aber ani Hashem Elokeich. Das ist das. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Raya, Vamita Satoira, for Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shomayim. Uvechei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poseach, the Aseres Hadibros, the greatest gilui there ever was. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avod. Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw last time, when we maski Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Megale Hashem, the Fodeinu. As she sits, knocking on the door of the Melech, and the Melech comes out. Rabbeinu Yoyna, he's Masbir, Rizeh Ben Oynav Haba, Zeh HaSovek Gula, Litvila, Gula Shal Avis, Litvila Shal Avis. Rabbeinu Yoyna, he explains like this. הטעם שזויכה לשכה גודל כזה מפני שהקדוש ברוך הוא כשגואלנו והוציאנו ממצרים היה לי עשינו לא לעבוד עם ציאס מצרים מוזרו משבי עבוד עם לשם שנאמה כעבוד היי ואשר יוצאי סיועי סו מארץ מצרים ובאה ועבדי השם, לטביע השם הזון, אז תביע עבודו, אשר יצייס יסון בארץ מצרים. ובביך חזגו על ישראל, ואז כי בו החסד שעושה עמנו הבוירה, וגו על ישראל, אמס מייצים, אמס מאמונו, ומאז כי יצייס מצרים, חסד גודל, כל משפוך את זה עבור מצרים. והתפילו, היא עבודו. כתובידו, ואמרתם מסשם לקייכם, זוהי תפילה, אבוידו שבלב, בכל לבבכם, זוהי תפילה, תפילה היס אבוידו. וכשהוא מזכיר יציאס מצרים, ומספלו מיד, סובי גולה לתפילה, what's it, when he's מזכיר יציאס מצרים, he's saying ברכס גולה, saying אמס ויאצים, אמס ואמונה, מזכיר יציאס מצרים, and then miyad he davens. What's he showing? Says Rabbeinu Yoyna, Mare, shekemoi sheho evin, shekode oise rabbi, chayev nasus mitzvus rabbi. When a mensch buys an evin, then the evin is mechuyev to be mekayev mitzvus rabbi. Cain, הוא בקי הטויבו והגאולה שגועל עושה הבוירי ושהוא עבדו. But we say, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is כאילו שעס קניין, that הקדוש ברוך הוא קונה עס עס עבודי. That is כאילו בשעס מייסה הקדוש ברוך הוא בין קונה עס. Why? Because when we're masking Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the sibba that we are עבודים לשם. Then, when he davens, which is tefillah, ve'oymid oisai, u'maki atoim v'agunu shegoal oisai aburi v'shu avdo, ve'oymid oisai, miyad he does the avoido, then he's showing that he understands what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Ve'kivet shemaki shehu avdo, they shegoal oisai v'oisai retzoinai u'mitzvoisai, Nimtza Babu says, when we daven miyad after mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're making a massive statement. We are showing that we understand Yetzias Mitzrayim is mechayev as to be avdei Hashem. ומיד I'm doing avoido. I'm a good avid. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Hashem says, I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. I understand the Rebbeinu Shel Olam what Yetzias Mitzrayim was for. Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Yos Lachem Nelukim. I understand. I get the message. Eilich Eure, Rabbeinu Yoida, a completely different Mahalach than the Mahalach of Rashi. And Rashi says, Smichas Gula Nitvila is to be Moitzi, the Melech from his palace, knocking on the door of the Melech, and the Melech opens the door. And the Melech's there, so yesh lo nitva atzrocha. Dainu, Rashi, says the Nekud of Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Nekud of Emunah. And Rabbeinu Yoida here is saying it's the Nekud of Avdus. Two completely different stadim. But Lechoyre, they're two stadim of the same Matmea. They're Hobba Atalia. You can only be an Eved if you have an Odoi. Chavis Alvobin says, Chaprishes, Eved v'Odoi hebisha'ar hamitzdarf. The Eved v'Odoi, these two musagim, Eved v'Odoi, are a gate which goes between two things, two musagim. Why? You can't be an Eved if you don't have an Odoi. If you don't have an Odin, you don't have it. What are you an Evid to? you're deciding to run your life how you want to live your life. You're not an Evid. An Evid's only Shire. It's got an Odin. And Be'etzem, an Odin is only Shire. He has an Evid. None of us are Adonim. We don't have any Avodim today. We could lie. We could want to be an Odin. No, we don't have an Evid. Kiviyahu. What makes that Kodesh Baruch the Adon? We're Avodah. And if we're not Makir, then he's the Adon, then we're not Avodah. So Be'etzim it starts. We have to see the Emes of Metzias Hashem. And realize, what's that Mechayev? That Emes is Mechayev. Then we have to be Avodah. I don't tell you, be misavik in what I'm saying. Told you to come upon you. And an Eved is a slave. An Eved isn't a servant. An Eved is a slave. An Eved is someone, we've never seen such a thing, but an Eved is someone who's mechuyev to be mekayim, but is other in sense. It's not an Eved, the derech klal, is not moiches atzvoy, there is such a metzias. But the derech klal is not that. There are cloud and Eved is captured and forced into Avdus. Bar Kocha is an Eved. The Be'etzim of a person says, I want to be an Eved Lashem. I understand this tremendous Muslim of being Eved Lashem. I think Torah is Emes, the mitzvahs are Emes, the mitzvahs are a tremendous way to live. I'm going to be an Eved Lashem. You're not an Eved. Because there's no Baal Korcha here. It's you want to. Una pesha osa, pesha iti. And when a person decides, yeah, that's a bit too schwer, this mitzvah is a bit too hard for me. But you said you're an Eved. Yeah, that's true. That's what I saw. The Geshmaka mitzvahs that I wanted after. Some of the things are a bit too hard. There, finish can have it. Then you're an Eved. You can be an employee. You can be a meshares. You can be a servant. A servant has the right to resign the job. Today, we all live in a world where everybody has the right to strike. An Eved doesn't have the right to strike. Who has the right to strike is the other. The idol to strike him, but beat him if he doesn't do what he wants.
So you got strike, he strikes you. Gedikt.
You're forced to. That's an event. By Avdus, but we haven't seen it. But that's the Metzius, what Avdus is. An Evet Mechuyev. See, in order to be an Evet Lashem, you first have to get clear Sheyesh Hashem. You have to get clear Muchrach Mechuyev. Otherwise, you're not an Evet. Who calls man, you just, I would like Yishkan Evet. So this Sabbath in Metzius Mitzrayim, the Gilui of Emuna, the Gilui of Metzius Hashem, the Gilui which was so muchach, so clear, is a Tanai which you need for the next stage, Avdus. And those Giluyim in Metzius Mitzrayim were be'etzem mechayiv, and a mensch is mechayiv to do what Hashem says. But it's an Evet Lashem, and it has no brain. We have Bechir. You have no choice, Be'etzer. You can't get away with it. Rashi says that this Yisod with Bechuyiv to tell over to HaKindalach and Leil Seder. The end of last week's parasha, we gathered to Levincha, Bayomahu Leima, Ba'avu Seh Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisi V'Mitzrayim. Most people remember what our God says about that pasuk, Ba'avu Seh, the people are still awake at the beginning. Ba'avu Seh, Le'omarot Yelikotor, Sheyesh Matzu, Mora, Bunochim Lefanecha. That's the drasha of the Baal HaGadol. It's a drasha in the Sifri. Ba'avu zeh, also Hashemim b'tzeisim v'mitzrayim. But what's the poshut shat? V'gadu talavim chobayoy ma'ahu leimah. Tachlis the Sifri b'tzeis mitzrayim. What are you supposed to tell the child? Ba'avu zeh, also Hashemim b'tzeisim v'mitzrayim. What are you supposed to tell him? What's the poshut shat? Zok drashi, ba'avu sha'akai mitzvoysov kegoyin pesach matzul mor halolu. Zeh, you're pointing to something. You're sitting by Leil Seder, Pesach Matzah Morah. Ba'avu Shakai Mitzvoysov. What did Hashem do? Osa Hashem Li Mitzvoysov Mitzvoysov. Hashem made all the Nisim, Ba'avu Shakai Mitzvoysov. What you need to Nisim Mitzvoysov Mitzvoysov, Ba'avu Shakai Mitzvoysov. Today, to become an Eved, you need Yitzvoysov. The Obasa Kedoshim are called the Divim. Why? The Divei Abba. Because Be'etzin, when they Bechuyim, was in a Diva slave, the Avoida of the Obas. They Bechuyim. It's at Bria. Did they see Bria? Did anybody see Bria? They came to the Akara that Yistachu Baraisu Bara Alma, the Torah, the world works through Torah. And if you're Mekayim Torah, then you'll have a healthy world. If you're Mechalal Shabbos, they came to the Akara, it messes up the world. If you do mitzvahs Hashem, it's going to be a tremendous shefa in the world. That's the yisod of the world. We start with Baraisa, Bara Alma. I mean, Bechuyim. The Divi. Oh, the Tachlis. We have an Evet. To be Bechuyim. Mitzuve Ba'ois. One of the reasons is the Nefesh HaChayim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to the others so they could be mishadah the Torah when they needed to. Yaakov Avinu has to marry two sisters, or four sisters. in order to be Mekayim Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to come out of Rachel Valeah. So the Nefesh HaChaim, if there would be Matan Torah to the others, Tzivui you can't change. Oh, but if the whole Hakara of the Avodah is what they're Maki, what's good for the world, what's good for them, what's good for everything, so marry Yaakov Avinu realized to marry Rachel. When he saw Rachel, and when in the end, min hashamayim, derech love and strickery, is forced to marry Leah, realizes he shouldn't be megarish her either. But he still needs to be married Rachel. But marry Rachel, it's awesome. Achas ishtoi, chas v'sholem. That's achas ishtoi. Pidyon klal Yisrael. That's why I'm being oisik. Normal, it's also normal. Yaakov Avinu was massive. Normal, it's a terrible thing to do. But over here, in this case, it's gewaltig. Abram has to marry Yocheved. They don't say. If there would be a tzivui of the Torah, he couldn't do it. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come from this tzivui. So the Nefesh HaChaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held off giving the Torah to that Torah until now, when we have Matan Torah, our body. We keep the Torah because of Mitzvah Oise. We keep the Torah. We cannot change anything. We can't come with all our grace, our sogas, and mishum zeh, mishum zeh, those yitz, types of zachen that we should change the Torah. It will be good for the world. This will do this for the world. They're chas v'sholem. They're no supposed to do. In order to be that level, you have to have a hakara, claw. Yetzias Hashem. Yetzias Hashem. At the beginning of last week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu Nochamol to Paroi. Ichbadati kiani, ichbadati es liboy ve es leiv avodov. Levad shisi yoso yisayele bekirboy. I didn't let him give in to me. Ariparo has a mitzvah. A mitzvah to be mekayim. Shalach es ami v'yavduni. A mitzvah sese midoraisa. But he doesn't see himself as an eved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through a whole mahalach to be mechayev him, force him into being mechayev this mitzvah. Paro is nimshal to Yetzirah. Pirish, we all have a little paro inside us, or a big paro inside us. We call it the Yetzirah. We feel we're independent. We can do what we like. Okay, we're not ad kidei paros that we think we're an avodah zarah, and we're not ad kidei paro that we think we created the whole world. Li yori ani asisini. I created my avodah zarah, and I created myself, and I created everything. It's not ad kidei kach, it's kimat. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the whole process here, ani ichbadati esliba v'sleiva v'dem lamad shisi eses ha'ele v'kirbay u'lamad tesape v'ozle bincha u'ben bincha, so that you, Klal Yisrael, will have a mesoira and pass this on midor l'dor. Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim sichakti zotrashi tzschoik ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and saying, Reparo, please, Shlach Yisami V'Yavduni, I need you to agree. To schoik needs him to agree. What's the Rebbeinu Shalom need him to agree for? If the Eibishter wants, you know, he can do anything. What's this whole thing of negotiating the whole time with Paro? Backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. He's allowed to return to schoik. Aber The Rebbeinu Shlomo does that for us. Rebbeinu Shlomo tells us, he became Torah. Is it force us to be became Torah? We have to come to be became Torah mitzad our own bechira. I want some mechayev us. I'll show you. See, it's mitzad mechayev. I'm gonna get the message. Why is that Kodesh Baruch Hu force us to be became Torah? Be a tachlis. Abba de kisufa. The man says, "Happen was the dincha, ben dincha is asher salalti b'mitzayim, v'esa yisu yisay asher samti bo. V'yidatem ki ani asher." You Klal Yisrael have to know. Don't tap this yugam. Rashi says right in the beginning, to be mechazik his slave Paroi, and he's just going to be a punchbowl. Dr. Rashi, beginning of Vayera and Shlishi, Ani Akshay is Lei Paro. V'Beisis Asusav Es Mumsai Beretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to be Akshay's Levi so that I can show you all these things. What for? Is that fair? It's for you, Klal Yisrael, V'Datem Ki Ani Hashem. I want you to be my Avodim, Paroi. Dr. Ashi, Be'achashir Shia, Be'intris Kenegdi, beforehand he was Marshia. V'golay lefonai shei nachas ruach v'umayis oivdei kechavim la'asas leiv sholim la'shuv. And I know they won't do tshuva. I'll show him as many makas alike. He won't do tshuva properly. He'll collapse because of the koyach of the makas, but he won't do tshuva. Golun ifonim shei nachas ruach v'umayis Losseis leiv sholim loshu. Toiv nisha is kashil imoi. The man harbois boy oisoisai. V'takiru atem is gvurus. Derech paro, I'm going to show you, Klal Yisrael, my koyach. Because you will do tshuva, you can do tshuva. And you can become my avodim. Rabbi Yisai, we have to learn these parashas, we have to be Mitzayah these parashas in front of our eyes. We have to live with Yitzis Mitzrayim. Twice a day we're masking Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Yitzis Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yoino says, that's Mechayev our Avdus. And when we daven miyad, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your Eved. I understand what Yitzis Mitzrayim is about. If a person never learned the parashas of Yitzis Mitzrayim, so what do you have your Eved? What Eved? What am I doing when I daven? I open the book and I start from page 1. If I learned the halachas, I learn I can skip from page 1 to page 10 and page 10 to 20 and 25 to 35. There are a few pages I have to read. Rather, doesn't come out that you have to, you can skip Emes Ve'Yatziv or Emes Ve'Mula. Sure, so those pages I read, and then carry on the next page, Shem's Hosai Tiftach, and go through the thing. The three step, some interesting dots. That's it, Gvaldik. Is there Ben Olam Haba? Ben Olam Haba, Mishagas. That's Abdus. You see, when people are doing the Maisa Abdus Abol, if you're not Abdus, yesterday I came late, I came on time to the Chasna. The oil of a doubling Ma'ariv. It's not human. I came late for Ma'ariv. You see, very interesting how people are davening Ma'ariv there. Efshev, because the chasna in the middle, and who has cheshit to daven, the thing. You know, one guy sitting there, standing there, hands in his pocket. Oh, he's looking at the Eibishter, first of all, he's having his galus. But then there was a waiter walked there and suddenly looked at that. But it was from the Eibishter to the waiter. Another guy. It's Abdus. It's Abdus. One of its own. You're fooling yourselves. Do we even say all the words? Asked the Bocha last week. Rachmanis Mamish. I wanted to cry. Well, you should get Baal Tshuva. Well, the guy who's been 5 weeks in Or Sameach or something and came for a fair. The guy who's in 12th grade, gone through all the right yeshivas, all the nice names. So I figured from some of his answers, he'd asked other people what we ask. He wasn't a chochad enough to disguise it. So Rabinowitz asked him to make a lady. He had no shaykhus to anything. So he asked to make a lady. He'd obviously found out from another yeshiva and learned the same besechta which ladings he asked for. So he goes to the Gemara and then he asked the Kasha. She says, Tosis says, one second. You just said you never learned this before. Toysus said, what else did Toysus say? Then he says, no, so make a lady Toysus. Make a lady Toysus. He couldn't read Toysus. If you're already preparing, you're already trying to bluff a ride, it means it wasn't a long Toysus, at least not that. The only word he knew was kivin. Since, it's the only way you can translate. What does Tosus say? Gosh, no idea. Couldn't translate. Good. You just said when he asked the Kashi, Tosus says, what does Tosus say? No. So then I asked him, here, this question, that question, the other questions. Zach, which I didn't ask anybody else. I also know that people ask. There's a big Torah out there. So then I asked him, what's the Rachman? I asked him, what's the Lama Shini Malti Sikva? Megas Rachman. Oh, the bad people, they shouldn't have any hope. And it comes from the special Takonim, he volunteers all the information. I didn't ask him this, as you know, I'm going to ask him. There were only 18 brachas, and they were tacking that for the Rishayim. Very good, very Valdik. And the one is the issue of Oscar TV, the Palayoni. But, looks to be blank. So, you know where it says that? So you never heard of such a statement? I want to ask him, don't know Kisvei Arich, man. Well, I said, Kid Shoscha, Kibinu Palayot. You didn't know you're supposed to be Bokim Kisvei Arich to come for this fair. Was it the Chisei David, the Soicha Tochin, Eir the Soicha Tochin? Know where that comes from? No idea. Kisvei Ramak, Shreir Shaila is an asking. A Bocha in 12th grade, went through all of it, and has no idea where these things come from, where they're sent. But that means. And then, when did he ever daven Shmoneh Esrei? Absolutely no idea. I'm not asking what it means. Where does it say these words? Mothers, why do you have to cry? I said, can you say Al Amichya about that? Now, I always use the card. Well, if you always use the card, you shouldn't know about that by now. Please. What about Bo Nefoshes? I'm not so good at brachas, he says. Not so good at brachas. No.
We're not talking about Baal Tshuva. It's been 4 weeks in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they also know
Asher Yotza by then.
Well, this person, it is going to change in his life, and he's not the only person. Not the only bocha like that. It's Rachmanis. Mamash Rachmanis. You go through life bluffing and playing and pretending. And that's called Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is to be real. Now, how do we make it real? We have to learn these parashas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nisgale to us. Chap, Shteito. Very bekitze. Just to show you a shtikel. Reb Yehuda Nosser by MC Body, the ten backers. Tetzach Adash Ba'achav. If you look at each of these three groups, the first of each group, Aleph, the Hasra, was when Paro was by the Mai. Base, the first of these three groups, each time it says Lamad Teda. The Hainu, the Rafoshin explained, each of these groups explains a different Yisod in Emuna. Va'pishnai Deidin Yokum Dovo. There are two aiding to the Yisod of Emunah, which each group wants to explain. The third of the Makkas, there was no Hasra, and that comes also al derech, the limud of this group, of Adra Mefarshim, the Machlokes. How is it that comes as an oid? The Sifurno says none of these were oidshim. They were all to persuade him, to push him to do tshuva. Push the mitzvah to do tshuva. The Oynish was Machas Mechoros. Days of the Sipurna. Baal Kolpani, the third Macha, and those people who haven't heard this before, write down Kilim, Shchin, Adrit, and Choshech after that. And you'll see that you can read they share all the Oysias. Right? Kidding without the yud. Kuf nun mem. Shchin, shin ches without the yud. Nun and choshech. Then read from the chof of choshech upwards is kidding. And from the shin of choshech upwards is shchin. And from the ches is choshech. In other words, all the third back in each group, they're all tally on each other. They're all intertwined. Al Kopani by the first Makkah state, Leichel Parav Avoyki Le Yotze Abayvin Itzavta Nikros HaSvase Yorav Abate Shadavach V'Noch HaShtikach Miyadecho V'Obarot Eilov Hashem Elekei Oivrim Shlochani Elecho Leiva Shalach Esami V'Avduni Bamidbar. Unit number one, ki ani Hashem. The first group shows Metzias Hashem. Dab, Meridika Makkah, Pliadika, for all the Makkahs, in some ways the most Peledik. In some ways, another one is the most Peledik. Rebbeinu Shalom changed the Yaar into blood. Blood, one second, the Yaar in Mitzrayim, they held, that was the Makar of Chaim. In Mitzrayim it doesn't rain. They live be'ikah, primarily off the water from the Nile. And they take, it's called the Yaar, Yaar means a canal, because they take the water from the Yaar to different parts, to water the fields, v'chule, so the chius, that's the water they drink, the chius, in Mitzrayim comes from the Yaar. That's why they made it to an Avodah Zarah. That's the whole chiyus. Dam is a liquid which be'etzim, when it's in the right place, is chayim. That's the liquid which flows through our bodies and gives us chayim. But dam, when it's in the wrong place, is a simon of mavis. The Eivishter changed the yar into dam. Chayim, yar is chayim. Your chayim comes from the yar, your chayim comes from me. I will change it into dam. And you won't be able to drink it. And if it carries on forever, you won't be able to live. And it was real dumb. The Chatubim came along. They did something which was completely different. The Yar is a flowing river. It's continually, water is continually coming into the Yar and flows out in the end to the Yam. The Eibishter changed the Yar continually into dam. What did the Chatubim do? The Chatubim bought some water from the Yin, took a bowl of water, which was my Mechunosim. So it's here, it's not flowing, it's not going to change, it's just water. And with their tricks, abracadabra, changed it into red. Red water. Looks like dam. But by Parashat Lo Shos Nivregam Mazois, he didn't investigate, is there a difference? First of all, it's a huge difference. The Moshe and Aaron changed this whole Yar into dam. And they just changed the bowl of water into dam. And go and have a look. Is this dam? Let's have a look. Let's compare it. Let's analyze. What's this stuff in the Nile now? You take it to the laboratory, you see it's real blood. You'll get a whole report of which blood group it is, and how many red cells there are, how many white cells, all again, you'll have a whole blood report. And you take the water of the Chatubim to the laboratory. So you should know, Kishuv doesn't last for so long. It runs out. Eventually, if they spend a long time trying to figure out what it is, it will go back to water. But even if they catch it when Mashas Maisa, what is it? Poshut. This is H2O plus red dye E213. Approved by the whatever it is. But it's not poisonous. Does he does? What dam? Dam the hint, dam a hair. You can drink it, it's perfectly healthy, it's approved by the FDA. That's a huge chiluk. No, he wasn't interested. No, comes to the second marker, Tzvadeya. Your nice little god over there, who the Rabbi Shalom just destroyed, killed it basically, turned it into dam. There's no chiyus from the dam. He killed the god, then he did a bit chiyas amesim. Now the Yar is back to the Yar. So then I call the Shmuel and showed, I'll do what I like with it. I'll make the Yar, Misharat Sa Yar Tzvadeya. I'll make him do something that will drive you mad. From your nice little god who gives you chiyus, you're going to come Tzvadeya, and they'll cover the whole place. You won't be able to sleep, you won't be able to eat. You're going to go crazy from it. The Tzvadeya is even when inside the bench. With a pele, poor old Paro, and all the bits in there, walking around with frogs inside their stomachs, croaking away. Every time he opens his mouth, you just hear, for the Tzvadeya. Can you imagine the pain? The Tzvadeya inside the stomach? Maybe a lady who's been pregnant, so she's had an Uber inside her stomach. Uber is not a frog. Rebbeinu Shalom. His Paro collapsed already at that. He calls the Chatubim. Yes, sir, no problem. We can do this trick. Everybody knows. You know, you take your hat, you pass it out. Is there anything here? And you bring a hat, a rabbit out of the hat. It was this altar trick. So you bring frogs out of the hat. Here you are, sir. Here you are, your majesty. I can also do it. Now get rid of them. I have to go, sir. Right now is the end of the show. Get rid of them. My wife's calling. get rid of them. They can't get rid of them. Are you talking? There's no prayer. He calls Moshe Rabbeinu from a few weeks ago. He says, "Mi Hashem Hashayesh Bavakoyle." Already, he's Bavid Hashem. He's Bavid in Tefillah. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu David to get rid of them. Moshe Rabbeinu shows him the Koyach HaTefillah. Twice, there is no Hashem. About this Hashem, you see, claw. The man take the Yehudi Hashem. He doesn't listen. No tshuva. So then there's Bechiras Oidesh. Kidim. The Rebbeinu Shalom created from the Ya'ar Tzvadeim. Now he'll create from the Afar Kidim. See, there's a boy. Interessant. Now, I don't have time now to show it to you, but you'll have to think about it yourself and know the sugi yourself. The Aser Eser Makus or Kenege the Aser Mamor Shemayim Nivru Shemayim Boards. Each one shows Shemayim Boards, Brias Shemayim Boards. You can try it Nafi the Seder. It works Nafi the Seder. Maral in Gurus has a different Seder, how each one, what each one shows. But you could do it Nafi HaSeder, the first, but it goes backwards. If it goes Nafi HaSeder, Dab is Kenege the last Maimo of Brias Shemayim Boards, which is the Maimo of food. Kol Esev Ochel Toicha. The Yor gives food. Gave chiyus. That's the ultimate maimer, is the chiyus from the Bria. And he goes backwards. Al Koponim, Kol Shem showed. Kidim were not poshut. The Machloik is how deep the kidim were. An Amo, two Amos. Then it's either up to here or up to here. They suddenly sunk in a sea of kidim. And the kidim weren't poshut. The kidim, which they the Medrash, the kidim were as big as eggs. That means one of the chasodim that the Rebbeinu Shalom does for us is these type of shrotzim, which if you magnify them, they look like dragons. They're Pachat Prodim, the shrotzim, when they're big. Kidim have claws, which when kids have a kidim in their hair, you see a picture of a kid magnified, Pachat Prodim, have claws and teeth, and guts and zach. So the bunch are magnified for them. At least the size of a chicken's egg, they're different sorts, and some are as big as a goose's egg. That means about very this big, a little. A kidim climbing all over them, these monsters climbing all over them and scratching them and biting them. And how come they didn't die? How come they didn't faint? Mamash pacha, they were living through a horror movie. Edit kidim. Come to unit 2 of Emunah. So there's a God. Well, does Machayim mean to do what he says? Yeah, say he created the world. He knows what's going on in the world. He knows anything. Poor old Pari, Bushes Mecherpas, he's sitting there in the Yar, being Osei Tzrachov. I never seen this, but what did Paro think to himself? The Paro told the oil he never makes Asher Yotza. Not yet a bocha. But never makes Asher Yotza. I mean, he claimed he never needs to make Asher Yotza. Elabai, what did he do? Early in the morning, he went to the Yar and he made for the whole day. What did he tell himself? I mean, he knew what he was up to. So he's fooling the people. What's halter? It's Ken Zayin. Wait. Ken Zayin, he held everything he eats is a korban, right? Because he's an avodah zarah. And then he goes to the other god, the Shutrim. Li Yairi, Ani Asisiri. We're Shutrim over here. And he gives the Shirayim from the korban to the other gods. He's holding in the middle of Avodas HaKodesh Mamish from one God to another. Busy Dvarim Shebetzino, which nobody in the world could possibly know. This is Shver HaSoydus HaKabbalah, literally Kabbalah. The Yor is being the Kabbal for me. The Moshe and Aaron know. How do they know where he goes? How do they know what he's doing? With the bushes for herpes, and he gets chapped in the middle of the whole avodah, as avodah sakoidesh don't. In boidah shalaylo. Kamar tzeilam koyom ha-Hashem. Oh, not your yar, not little new parrot. Koyom ha-Hashem. Shalach ha-mi v'yavduni. Kivayin cho mishalech esami, hidini mashlech b'cho, u'v'avodecho, u'v'amcho, u'v'otecho isa'oroi. Unit number 2. I'm going to send something which will show you that I know exactly what's going on in this world. Yes, you realize I'm Hashem. You realize, you know that I created the world. Do I know what's going on? Well, I'll show you. I'll send you an orev. Orev is a Russian tarev. It's a mixture. I'll send you a mixture of wild animals. Now, it's interesting. Wild animals stay in the jungle. Amol, amol. One bear comes into to a place where people live. Amol, amol, a lion. But the ikker, they all stay in the jungle. Why? Interesting. Go to university and study. Maybe you'll come up with some crazy smart as to why they stay in the Teretz is the Eibush that created the world for human beings. There would be Oibid Hashem. If the place would be covered with wild animals, we couldn't be Oibid. We couldn't live here. The Eibush is showing there. So the Eibush says, I'll remove my Shmira. And a whole mixture, a confusion, Oroi, will come and go, not stop. A mixture, a confusion. I'll remove the shmir. First it'll go b'chom. Then it'll go b'avodech. And then it'll go b'amech. And then b'batech. The height of the oroi is going to come, first of all, up the main road to the pass. And all the animals, there are a whole lot of wild animals around the palace. They'll probably join in with the oroi. And they'll first go into the throne room. B'chom. And then they'll spread out all the avod, avde parah. And then they'll go afterwards. So the sudden, umalu botei mitzrayim esa'ore. The houses be filled with these wild animals. Total and absolute filled. But the Torah says, male meets male. Wall to wall, floor to ceiling. The mentions walking around his house there, and there's cobras and lions and tigers and companies. He can't move from here to there. Pachad loyer. How come they didn't die from pachad? It's total confusion, yeah? He flaces by Yomahu and says Goshen. At the border. Wherever the border of Goshen is, one wild animal would step over that border. And more than that, Samti Pnus, Abi Yubein Amecha. When a Yid will go into Mitzrayim and come, the animals will part and make a path for the Yid to walk. It was Givaldic. You took your children to safari. Be a beautiful mummies, you could go wherever you want, you can see everything. You didn't have to wait. Somebody told me when you go to the safaris or symposium, you gotta wait to see if you see this lion or don't see the lions or these that. He had no stopping. You didn't have to pay any money. Take all the kinderlach. You don't have to go to the zoo, you come. And you don't have to worry, they don't need cages. Every time a youth walks up to a lion, the lion backs off. You wanna see a tiger? Come, Berla. Here's a tiger. Look. And here's a cobra. And as soon as the Berla walks over to the cobra backs off. Sees a mitzri. Around his neck and starts giving him a nice hug. And everything else. And you're a woman. Confusion or not confusion? The Eibusha knows what's going on, doesn't know what's going on. Eibusha knows what's going on. Ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I know what's going on bekerev ha'aretz. He didn't listen. You get the second lesson. I know exactly Dever, whose behavior is who, and which behavior they stole, and which behaviors he eat. At 1 second, every animal in the fields drops dead. All the mitzri behaves. And in the middle of this field, there's one behavior mooing away. Well, what's the chat? Every cow around him has died. Except that cow, and the mitzri, wow. So he knew that I stole it from the yid. I don't just know who's a yid and who's a guy. Ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I know exactly every single thing that goes on. You didn't listen, huh? So you get shchid. Shchid is al derech zeh. Moshe and Aaron, very interesting market. Moshe and Aaron stand, go to Paran. They take 2 handfuls of soot, each one of them. Molech of Naim. And Aaron pours it into Moshe's of Naim. Should all fall over the floor, on the floor. But Moshe has a handful, there's 2 handfuls of soot. No? It's concentrated soot. And he's doing this in front of Paro. He didn't tell him what's going to be. This is back at number 6, not Moshe. What's he going to do now? And then he takes Moshe Rabbeinu takes the soot. Concentrated soot, Your Majesty. You saw what it was? Soot. That's all. Biach, I give shot. Moshe Rabbeinu throws it. Goes over the whole of its tribe. Concentrated soot. How much was there in the first place? Goes over the whole of its tribe. It lands on any goy or behemoth. He breaks out to kefet kashmir. If it landed on a yid, I'm not sure. I never found how it exactly worked up in the yid. Either it landed on a yid and he just blew it off, no problem. Or it didn't even land on the yid. It didn't land on a yid, didn't land on any Yiddish behavior. Confusion or not confusion? Ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I know who's who and what's what. Lichori, there's a goyrim. There's a goyrim. Shchid, the Piyah HaKivshon is the goyrim. Ah, it's the goyrim. It's only the goyrim, but I want it to be the goyrim. It's Poshet Sut. Is it Poshet Sut or poisonous the germs of Shchid? The shchid was ad kidei kach, they couldn't stand, they couldn't sit, they couldn't do the whole goof is covered with shchid. For days on end, they're reeling around. Okay, so there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a boire, and he knows what's going on. Doesn't mean to say there's no other power. I have to listen to him. Why do I have to listen to him? Maybe I'll listen to another one. Dahainu my Yetzirah, dahainu me. I have to listen to him. You mekayem my mitzvahs, Mr. Paro. He bepavas this and he sholeches kol magay for Yisrael limto b'avodeh v'amech b'avuteida. Unit number 3. Ki ein kamoni v'chol ha'aretz. There is no other koyach. You have no bravery. I am the only koyach in the world. Borod, Eibishter combines Ein Shemayim in a pachadike oifen. Ein Shemayim can't go together. Balls of ice, which inside was fire and outside was fire, and they come in a beruyendike oifen. The parasha, too late to be the direct. To all the nisim that came over here, how they came. Look at the Malbim, Meridik and Zach, the Malbim, Medaik, the Psukim, the 2 types of borod that came. Meridik. No, you don't listen. Eivishka makes a shtikul nes, nes betoich nes, achitza makusevis loidu, kuki afi lois heido, like Rashi would tell Chuba, ploye ploys. This is balls of fire and ice which destroyed everything. How come the wheat survived? Because it was soft, it should have been burnt up. How come it survived? The Eibishter have made a nest. A nest betoich nest. The Eibishter doesn't want Mises Ha'adam. The Eibishter wants us to live. He gives the food. How do you interpret everything you see? You to interpret correctly or Rishoy Dikoshlubo? Oh, he's not everything. You see, I should have realized the God of wheat is more powerful. Ah, why didn't I realize the God of wheat? Look, the wheat's still there. He's not the Yesh Kamoicha. Okay, Mr. Paro, we'll bring you out of it. They'll show you about the wheat. They'll show you about everything. V'shem otoimal, ani uzdaiti. Mashmah, the Rabban like this. Arbe came in a very natural way. The wind brought the Arbe. That's how the Arbe comes. Everything else in this until now. But maybe nature. You know, there's that old lady, Mother Nature. Such a nice mother. So it makes it bad weather when you blame Mother Nature. Of a mummy nature. Maybe that's a reshus bifnei atzmo. Maybe, yeah, the Eibishter can change things, but nature, Teva, maybe that. Is the Eibishter showed in Arbe, Teva is also biyodi. I'll do everything in the way of Teva, and you'll have nothing left to eat. At least we can eat Arbes, salted Arbes, until the Eibishter takes away everything, including the dead ones, the salted ones, and everything. All God. But we always worshipped the sun. And the sun's been there the whole time. Comes along the last market in this series. Ein kamoini. Choshech. You think you understand Choshech? Choshech is one of the hardest markets to understand. Choshech. Showed Ein Kamoini in a very bigger way. Choshech was darkness. Says the Maharal, it was not blindness. In Sodom, the people in Sodom were afflicted with blindness. Here it was dark. Dark means it was outside. The air got dark. And then the second 3 days, the air froze. It got so heavy it's a chesed for us, the air. We can move around, we can do everything. The air doesn't stare, and when we need it, we can breathe it. Gewaldig! All of a sudden, the Eibishter made the air so thick, they couldn't move. Choshech! And a Yid had Or. You understand? As far as the Yid's concerned, you're walking around, nothing changed. They went into the Mitzri houses. Bli Atzuma. You walk in. It's normal night. Everything's normal. Except you see this whole Mitzri families. The second 3 days, frozen to the spot. Well, that's it. However they were when the 3 days started, that's it. Frozen to the spot. Here's the guy who used to beat you. He's frozen to the spot. His kids frozen to the spot. His wife, everybody frozen to the spot. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, go and look and see what they've got in the houses. You walk around, you open up here, up there. Do you know that they can't see you? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they can't see you. It's Choshech. Can you see it's Choshech? You see it's Ar. Ar. Ar, the Choshech Mishtam should be above you. Do we have a Havon in that? We didn't understand it. When we learned it in Parshas Bereishis, how you've got Ar and V'choshech and Mishtam should be above you. So they're Eibishter showed you. Let's see, it's Ar and V'choshech and Mishtam should be above you. They still didn't listen. In Makas Bechoyres, which is Koilel, everything the Eibishter showed, I'm Tzot Sura, I know exactly who's who, I know what's going on in secret. Tufik walks in and his wife there, all colors and things. Why have we got five dead children here? I thought there's only Ismailis by Bechar. Moshe Rabbeinu shed Becharis. They're all dying. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what she's talking about. That's what she says. And she's blushing all colors of the thing. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly what was talking about. Muhammad was from Yedda. Yedda Bocha was 15 years old. That was his Bechar. And the next one, the names, Mamil, he's from Yedda. Yedda Bocha she was Mizade with. And this one's from that Bocha. All of them are Bechairas. She knew. And then she says, one second, why is he dead? Where's he come from? Ooh. That wasn't your Bechar. No. I don't know. You're right. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what he's talking about. And he knows it was that schoolgirl. He went with her. And that's where that kid came from. I thought you said we were going to adopt a child. Nebuch, I think. Yeah. Okay. Each Yochid the Yochid knew how everything Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly was. Because Yochid the Yochid knew how everything the Machas Bechoris was. Avish to show Chayim, Mavis, it's all beyond. Metzias Adam, it's all beyond. Everything's beyond. Ein Kamoini, everything's beyond. You have to do what I say. I created this world. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am the whole koyach in this world. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'idecha. You give away everything for Hashem because we're kedoshim Hashem Elokeichem. We are completely given over to Hashem. It's nothing else. Why are we completely given over to Hashem? Because it's nothing else. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ein kamoni v'chol ha'am. We belong to Hashem. We belong to Hashem. We're avodim of Hashem. We're eved of Hashem. When we say Yitzis Mitzrayim twice a day, we have to chaza over these parashas. We have to know these parashas. Tif, 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 arayin. I was very, very mekatsa. We have to make it seal. See in each of the makas and what it teaches me. And then we daven. We say Yitzis Mitzrayim. Reminding ourselves, Metzias Hashem, Unavdus Hashem, Ein Oid Bilavadoi, I'm your Eved Hashem, I'm Konui Eilecho, Umiyad, we stand up, and I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your Eved, and I'm going to be Oved Hashem, Svosai Tiftoch, Ufi, Sai Yagi, Tinosecho.